Most people don't know that every cloud droplet forms on an aerosol. So in the atmosphere, you can't form a cloud without something present already, because you don't have sufficient amount of water in the atmosphere to be so supersaturated. So effectively, under typical conditions in the atmosphere, you wouldn't form a cloud. And so they form on pre-existing particles that help to form these droplets. That means by changing the amount of aerosols in the atmosphere through air pollution, we change the number of cloud droplets that clouds have. Typically, the amount of water stays roughly the same in a cloud, but a cloud with more and smaller droplets for the same amount of water is much brighter. So we can see them even from space. But for climate, why this matters is if you increase the brightness of clouds, you reflect more sunlight back to space and you cool the Earth. So effectively, this effect of aerosol offsets currently a good part of greenhouse gas warming. If we reduce air pollution, we will, to some degree, accelerate global warming. And it's still the right thing to do. The mortality from air pollution is hundreds of thousands, millions a year. Particularly in the developing world, it affects basically the life expectancy of whole countries. So there's a good reason to reduce air pollution. The catch is it will, in the near future, accelerate warming. So we need this really rapid reduction of greenhouse gases. And the question is, can we reduce them quickly enough?